Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you powerful people that I love. It's Dee, and today we, again, have something kind of special for you. I'm out and about creating in my other line of work, and we have a beloved member of our community with us today to walk you through a private session. You know that whatever we talk about in the realm of our work is yours also. So first of all, Susan, I'm very appreciative that you're with us and very appreciative that you, offered and agreed to this. So thanks for being with us, baby.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
We're going to start, you know, with really coming into an agreement that whatever perceived outcome and result we are both holding is exactly what will be created in this hour, is created in this hour, actually already, and that we are safe and secure in our lives to get to the highest truth. And so we're just claiming that the perceived outcome and result are our highest love, our highest joy, our highest clarity, balance, and harmony, and understanding. Okay, so that is our direction. That's our claim. That's our commitment to ourselves in this hour. And they want us to claim the cocktail around that. So in the ionosphere and beyond, I am creation around that choice and that commitment. I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light as the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. I am the thought, and that is the thought that creates. I am power, love, joy, and choice. I claim this for all energy and all dimensions as my integrated self so that all of us, all aspects of us are on board with this decision, this commitment, and this truth, and so it is. All right, baby, anything you would like to talk about?
I kind of feel like I'm starting a new chapter in my life, even though everything is kind of, everything's the same, but it's different, right?
Oh, I don't know what you mean by that, yeah.
You do or you don't?
I absolutely do, and that's,
oh, yeah.
You change your perspective, everything's the same, but you're looking at a world entirely different and experiencing it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think changed how you're looking at the world? How are you looking at the world differently?
That's kind of the hard part. I'm not real clear yet on how it is. I find myself being a little more outside of things and watching.
Could we use the word objective? Does that work?
Yeah, that could work. Yeah.
Well, I think that's important because it's the emotional hook and reaction that largely keeps us from consciously creating our lives the way we want.
Mm.
And when you are able to stand back and be objective in your life, like, you know, when you're giving a good friend guidance or feedback, you're pretty objective.
Right.
When we go into giving ourselves feedback and guidance, we oftentimes are so immersed in the emotional reaction of the situation that we are not objective. And therefore, I mean, that's one thing that this work asks you to do, is to stand back and parent yourself, which means
right.
you have to be objective about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So can, I mean, I think we have to realize that the recent death of your mother is creating a lot of, interesting what they're saying, creating a lot more of objective reasoning within you.
Mm.
So why would that be? Was she taking a lot of your focus emotionally?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Especially the last, year and a half, I guess, that could, well, she's been, when she moved closer. And so I became much more responsible for things having to do with her. And then also, you know, feeling, well, I guess, you know, watching her kind of go down. Physically, mentally, and trying real hard not to hold on to her, you know,
right.
And
well,
just allow her to go, right?
Yeah.
But
it takes a lot of objectivity while you're involved in the situation.
Yes, it does.
And that I think is quintessentially where we're all being asked to go with ourselves, which is that even though I'm in an emotional situation, even though I'm living in a world that perhaps if I focus on it looks frightening to me, or can look frightening to me, that ultimately I remain objective and do keep my focus on and keep my thought patterns according to the way I know they're going to serve me the most. The other thing that the channel is kind of screaming at me at is that the more you became focused on her, the less you could focus on you.
Absolutely, that's true.
And so, in a way, death, and I know this from experiencing many, many, many in my own life, death, if we're truly objective about it, at the same time that something is taken away physically, something can be given spiritually and energetically. So with every death, especially one of someone who has been ill for a long time, there is also a sense of freedom. And we have been guilty in the past of acknowledging that. But it's a normal and natural.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I want to just kind of give you the circumstances.
Yeah.
And a little bit about her as well, because I think it has to do with this whole thing. She always, at least the last 15, 20 years, she always saw every life as being a struggle. Okay? And as we all know, if you see something as being a struggle, it is. And that's what you create. And she was an excellent creator that way.
Gee, maybe she was the reincarnation of my mom. probably everybody else listening to this. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's probably I think it could be generational as well.
Well, sure. They came from a world that, I mean, they had a lot of physical proof that it wasn't safe, and they had to struggle to survive. Now,
absolutely.
We know that the beliefs come first, but when
yep.
the collective consciousness has that belief, they're going to create a world of struggle, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And so when she first moved up here, she was, what would she have been at that point, 94, I guess. She ended up taking a fall and ended up in rehab for a while. And after that, she never quite totally came back, which is also not unusual. But she was in a senior community, and it got to the point where she was not, she wouldn't even leave her apartment. She had somebody, a caregiver, who came in the mornings who helped her. And I, of course, helped her. But she was just, you know, she isolated herself, which
yeah.
is what she had done when she lived in L.A. as well. But
okay. So let me stop you here for a minute, because they're giving me a picture of animals. And most animals, when they know their time has come to cross over,
mm-hmm.
they will go find a private personal place.
Yep.
To
absolutely.
Go.
That's it.
And yep. have nest there, and that's what
mm-hmm.
she was doing.
Oh, yes. Yes,
okay.
I totally agree. And then probably around the first of this year, she started to see, and I did as well, but her in particular saw that her mind was starting to go a little bit as well. Things weren't as easy for her to do. She'd always been on the internet and email and all of that, and it just became much more difficult for her. And she has an older sister, had an older sister, who is actually 100 and has no, you know, recent memory. I mean, she doesn't remember anything that happened 5 minutes ago. So my mom decided that because of the physical problems she had, as well as the mental, that she wanted to take control and, you know, essentially make her exit on her own terms.
Yep. Good for her.
So, yes. Oh, no, absolutely. And my brother, the brother who's closest to me, and I totally supported that. And so that's what we did. She stopped eating and drinking, because in California in particular, but you know, they're most states, that's about all you can do that you can control. So and it you know, so she wrote notes to everybody. She left me a birthday card.
Aww.
Which I opened this morning. She left a birthday card for my brother.
Susan. Yes.
Oh yeah. No. She wrote notes for my other two brothers. One of my nephews, my stepson, and some other, you know, dear friends of hers, which I mailed after she left. And we had a nice few days before she started the whole thing, with my brother up here and going through pictures and all of that. So in that way, it was a blessing. It was very difficult for my brother and I, with the actual physical doing of it. She hung on for much longer than anyone thought she would.
And
which
she did
I thought
this without even any hospice?
Well, no, we had hospice come in, but they really didn't do much except provided us with morphine and some other things to help make her comfortable.
Yeah, sure.
But even the hospice nurse said he'd never seen anybody take so long.
Well, maybe she just hadn't quite made up her mind.
Yeah, it could be.
on a soul, and I'm getting that statement, on a soul level, she just hadn't, she had. Now, interesting, I would have thought it was the other way around. But there's on a physical level, she was very sure. On a soul level, there was still some stuff that she was completing. And interestingly enough, I think we're kind of talking to her right now, actually, Susan.
Okay.
Although energy's energy, but I definitely have her energy here. She was doing her final work on personal power. So when I see that, can you see?
Yes.
Wow. How interesting that even in our, well, okay, the words I was just given is, hold on, that in your control, I'm listening for the words, and decision to let go is some of your greatest opportunity to be in your personal power and take the control over your life, even though it looks like, well, okay, life and death, she's saying, is the same thing. It's the same thing. That it's all creation, and that the more we can be involved right till the very end around our own creation of how we stay or leave, which is what my mother did also. My mother chose the same thing, Susan. She got the message that her kidneys were failing. She would have to live in dialysis, you know. Uh-huh. And she said, I'm just not doing that. We're calling in the hospice. So we got two strong women. Well, now my mom's here, they're saying. So we got some. I like it because, you know, so often in this work, we kind of dump on the mom energy a little bit because oftentimes that's the energy that screws us up.
Right.
While they're trying to teach us well, it's the energy that kind of gives us our limiting. So
yes,
it's like yay for the empowerment of the female energy here. Hold on, there's something else coming in. Jeez. Can you give me a movie, please?
You know, it just came with Barbarella.
Barbarella. Okay, that's a pretty strong woman, right? That's a strong woman who creates what she wants.
Yeah.
And takes control and runs things. And they gave me Dr. Zhivago, and I don't know, that was one of my mom's favorite films, but they're saying that's not why, that the character of Julie Christie was a very strong female, that no matter what life handed her, she figured out a way to survive and keep going and create what she wanted.
And they're giving
me the words held on to it. She held on to the knowing of that, which both of our mothers did. They knew that. They absolutely knew that they had to take control over their death more than even their life.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When I say you've gotten the biggest message from your mom, even now, I get a no. So let's find out what that is. We're going to the sheet. Hang on. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet. 1, 2, 5, 4, 7. Well, the highest message, and again, this is from both our mothers. Oh, okay. This is literally a message, an affirmation from them, if you will, mm-hmm. that from the other side, I am the highest answer, and I'm healed. I'm healed now. So don't mourn for me because I'm free. Don't mourn for me because I finally get that it's all about me, that I'm the God of me, if you will, that I finally get my power, right?
Mm.
And their final experience that really allowed them to fully move into that was their death. How freaking interesting. This
mm-hmm.
is fascinating to me. And it makes sense, but I never looked at it that way because most of us are so fearful of dying that we hold it off and hold it off and hold it off for much longer than we should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live
right.
in pain, we live in confusion, we live in inability to move, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I applauding the strength of the decision and the power to control letting go.
Wow.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's your message
to
all of us, and it's a big one. It's a real big one.
It's interesting, now I am going to tear up, but in the last line of my mom's note this morning, she said, if she could find a telephone up there, she would call me.
Well, I think she just did.
Oh, yep. That's what made me think of it.
I think she just did, baby. You know,
yep.
She found a way to come through. And
yeah.
How beautiful. And thanks,
yep.
because my mommy showed up too, so.
Mm.
Tell her, well, we're going to tell her thank you for bringing my mom along.
Yes, yes. Or,
you know what
or,
I just
or,
heard? What I just heard was like I had a chance, like I had a choice, right? Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that was beautiful. That was beautiful for me, too. Thank you.
Mm.
So, you know, people tear up on our calls, Susan, even when their moms haven't just passed. So I wouldn't make a thing about it. Because when you get to the truth and you open your heart, oftentimes the tears.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
She would kind of like to go to your birthday.
Hmm.
We're going to first sheet. Thank you. Well, to be born into it, no. Happy birthday because you are power, love, joy, and choice, not only to yourself but to her. And that, okay, and that she got many of more of your messages than you thought she did or that she could physically implement in her embodiment, but she got them. She really understood through you that she was power, love, joy, and choice for herself, which helped her in her strength and dignity, is the word they're underlining, to choose to powerfully make her exit. So in other words, it's a thank you to you. That's her birthday thank you to you.
That's nice.
Okay, so I'm turning it over to you. Anything, anywhere you want to go? Any questions?
Well, I mean, I think that was one of the biggest ones, obviously, was all the things having to do with my mom, and I know that also in her note, because it's something she had been saying to me quite a bit the last month or two, which was that the way she always put it was that I need to stand up for myself, which I think is what we were talking about with the power and
yeah, that knowing that you definitely are the power, love, joy, and choice.
Yeah,
your choice of what you focus on and how you handle your life and where you take yourself, where you give yourself permission to go. That's all how you. That's how you stand up for yourself in this life. And it's not oftentimes the channel is saying. Oftentimes, standing up for ourselves subconsciously denotes we have to fight somebody else, or we have to disagree with somebody else and come forward for ourselves. Or oftentimes we use that as the catalyst that allows us to do that. But essentially, we're doing that in every moment of every time, and we don't need, well, this is the reason why I have to do it, or that's the reason why I can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need any catalyst, positive or negative. Our power is that we get to come forward and teach ourselves in every moment.
Okay. Yeah, what I'm getting is kind of just being more of ourselves. Not trying to be with what somebody else has expectations around.
Well, yeah, because usually those expectations are lower than truly who you are.
Mm.
See, because truly who you are is the God of you that can choose anything. And even if people go, well, you know, you should be making 30,000 more a year. The truth is, that's really limiting you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's like they're asking you to stretch out, and I just use that as an example, right?
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
Really, we're limitless. So any kind of limitation that we put on ourselves or expectation that isn't limitless is limiting ourselves.
Yes.
So how do you want to be more limitless?
Well, one of the things that comes up is just around my work and my job. I've been feeling lately that I've just been doing it and I haven't really been giving it the full
focus.
I think what focus, yeah. And just the standing back and the objectivity again
that's the first really strong yes I get. So when when I asked you, the question was, where do you want to be more limitless? And you said your job, okay, it goes to maybe and then swings over to no just a little bit. Mm. It's also the reason that you, the fact that you haven't focused on it is really not the reason. The core of what we have to get to is why you haven't focused on it, why you haven't focused the limitlessness of your job and your work. And it's not because you had to take care of her. So let's just ask why you haven't held your focus on expanding your work. Well, they don't like that either. Why you haven't allowed your work to be limitless. Those are the words they want to use.
Okay.
Okay? Number one is you don't believe it can.
Mm.
So if your beliefs,
right,
and your expectations create the outcome, you've got to shift your belief in the fact that you can create limitless work and limitless success within the limitless work.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's
yeah.
the one. Oh, hold on. They want to go to a core belief before we leave that. This page. Yeah. Here. Okay, well, it's the I can never be God. And remember, she took it back to I am the power, joy, choice, and love.
Yep.
Right? So we've got a pretty solid theme going here now about, well, and they're saying this is for everybody. All other beliefs are going to be under this one. Either I believe I can be the God of me, I believe I am the God of me, I take the power of choice over the God of me, or and as the God of me, or I don't. And then they're quick to say, that does not mean you don't bring in the God of all as the God of you, so that you allow the whole universe to work with you. But the universe can't work with you in any way other than the direct, ratio to your belief around whether you're God. Because in direct ratio to how much you believe you can ask and receive, the universe can give.
Okay. That makes sense. That
so,
I'm limiting what I'm even asking for.
Oh yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah. And you know, they've brought this up several times. A marathon runner or a sprint runner, an Olympic runner, they always are taught to run past the line. You're not trying to get to the line. You're trying to get to the line past the line. You know, because what does that do with your focus? If you keep focused on just where the line is that you want to reach, innately and subconsciously you start slowing down before you get to the line.
Yeah.
So we want to keep our sights, our focus, our intention on the limitlessness. Right? And that doesn't mean they're saying this or something better. They don't like that.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're saying to yourself, for example, I want to love my business. I want to love the people I work with in my business. And I want to create $500,000 this year. Right? I want to ask the channel then, what is the highest way to create that sheet? So, give me a movie.
I can't think of anything.
Well, that's not where we're going. So, again, allow yourself to be limitless and let the universe give it to you.
The only word that keeps coming up is Turner, but I don't think it was a movie.
Well, that's interesting. They want to go there, actually, because as soon as you said Turner, right?
Yeah,
they gave me Turner Classics. It's a station on TV that plays only classic movies.
Right.
So, in other words, I'm going to test this, that the highest thing that we can do is to know we're limitless creators, and we can't do that as long as we're looking at the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, again, the past has really been the lie for most of us. So, you know, I can't do it. I can only make this much. I've never been able to make this much. I can't imagine making this much in this particular business. Whatever, you know,
right.
If you let yourself, you will hear what the highest belief is around that.
Yeah.
And, well, that's holding on to the past, which is not going to let us be limitless.
Yeah. Well, and what I'm thinking is, you know, that the other thing we're always doing is comparing against the past.
Is what?
Comparing against the past. So whatever comes up, we always go, oh yeah, I made twice as much money this year. Or
yeah,
you know, that the past is always like our I'm trying to think
are
what
we
that
raising
metaphor is. Yeah, it's the gold standard somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's limiting what we can and will, they're saying, create.
Mm-hmm.
It's like saying, well, add up everything you need. Most people inadvertently focus on what they need to get by, the bills they need to pay, and that mm-hmm. limits the limitlessness of what the universe can bring them. Because really, that's all they're asking for then.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, you know, if we want to make $500,000 a year, that's really limiting us.
Yeah.
They don't even like, I want $500,000 a year to pay off everything and take care of everything. And then whatever else, you know, I can create or the universe wants to give me. No. It's
mm-hmm.
just, I'm open to the limitlessness of the universe.
Hmm.
And then what comes in is, do I deserve it? Now, you think you do, from what I get. Anybody switched here? No?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I think I do.
Okay. So the biggest thing is your disbelief because of the past. You believe you're worthy.
Uh-huh.
The limitlessness of everything. You just don't believe it's possible because it hasn't happened yet. But our job is to create it happening in our feelings and in our psyche, so our subconscious goes, oh my God, it's already here.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's done.
Hmm.
And they're saying, they want to add the word miraculously. One of the things that we have kept a hold of for so long is that
yeah.
it's time to do it. That's an old movie. That's the old orange dress thought, right, around the new thought wardrobe. So, well, they're saying there are actually, oh my God, this is interesting, 10 limiting beliefs around the past, and they're taking me to the Ten Commandments. And not that they are the Ten Commandments, but, oh gosh, I don't have them with me either. They're talking about the 11 commandments that I wrote out long time ago that they gave me. You know, thou shalt not be your own God, right? Thou shalt not live in abundance and happiness and joy. All that stuff that we've been taught from families, religions, societies that has definitely created limitations in our lives. Mm-hmm. So, again, can we, they're saying, will we just hold in our consciousness that everything is possible? Absolutely everything is possible. And that is the true definition of limitlessness. So, what are you trying to create in your job, Susan?
I want to make a big contribution to the company.
You already have, they're saying. So why don't you know that?
Well, I know that I have. I want to continue doing that.
Okay, but those weren't your words when you,
Right, I see, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Again, if we don't acknowledge and live in gratitude that it already is,
yes.
And they're saying even if it isn't yet, you have to live in gratitude and blessing that it already is, okay? Now,
yes.
Hold on, your mom's back here again. some information about, okay, I'm going to the sheet. First sheet, 1, 2, 5. Oh. She's not letting you off the hook, dude. And, Susan, you are the power, love, joy, and choice. When you know that and you allow others to see that you know that, that is the biggest contribution you can make, because it will empower you and then give others empowerment.
It's definitely on my side, because they, I mean, I do get the feedback from my boss and others, you know, that I am making a contribution, that I am, what I am, what I'm doing is important.
Yeah, but you're not receiving it.
Right. Yeah.
So we want to get to why. Okay. Seriously, before I even got the words out, the two words they gave me were humble bullshit. In other words, pretending to be humble and smaller is just bullshit. You can't be the power, love, joy, and choice and be humble in a bullshit way. Hold yourself smaller, in other words.
Yeah. Yeah.
True humility is, look how powerful I am. I am the God of me because the God of all gave me the right to be this. And I exercise it fully. So if you want to be powerful or humbly powerful, accept the responsibility of self-creation and acknowledge that you were given that right and indeed that duty and honor to do that.
Yeah. Okay. I understand.
So let's just, let's bring everything into balance, because we've talked about a lot so far. That I am the divine love of me. I am divine love. I am the power, love, joy, and choice, and I claim that by and for the powerful God that I am in conjunction with the powerful God of all. So it is. Any other words? Okay, there's something else you want to get to before we finish. Do you know what it is?
It's a physical problem.
Yes.
I've had a problem with my right hand for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months now.
Are you right-handed?
I am.
Okay. But seriously, and they even had me write it down, it's connected to you putting out your hand and receiving money.
Receiving money? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
And okay. Joyfully letting go of money. So then they're showing me your mom and her control over her death again. Every moment is receiving and giving, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
You know, the rest are give. So if if you're holding your money tight, like in visualize $1,000 in your hand and you're holding it tight.
Mm-hmm.
You can't easily and effortlessly and joyfully let it go because you don't know other money is in the round coming right back to you.
Yeah.
And I want a movie. Give me a movie.
The thing that comes up is She Said, He Said.
Was there a movie called that? Yeah, there was a movie called that. So, okay, that clearly tells me it's the battle between your powerful masculine and your intuitive feminine.
Hmm.
And therefore, the child of the money is having one hell of a hard time. Right? It's like, I'm trying to be born here, and that's why your mom kept saying stand up for yourself. Not stand up for yourself and don't let people ride you over, but stand up for yourself in the creation of you. Get all of you working together.
Hmm.
You have to intuitively love and give permission to your masculine power. That it is guided and driven by the feminine power who wants to be of service and make a difference to your company.
Mm.
But right now, that part is limited because you're not accepting the money. And if you're going to be a true contributor to the company, you have to be able to let go of money and receive it back.
Okay.
Now, is this making sense to you?
Yes, pretty much. Not 100%.
Talk to me about what the pretty much is.
I've always kind of felt that my masculine side overpowers the feminine side.
I get a no on that.
Hmm.
And by the way, they say that's not how it works. Everything comes from the feminine first.
Ah, okay.
Everything comes from the divine idea first. And then it marries, joins up, integrates with the male powerful side.
Yeah.
So they're saying if you will just not separate the two anymore and listen for your guidance from the feminine side, you will feel better about allowing your powerful side to come forward because you know it will be driven and guided by the intuitive. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, it does.
Okay. So, in other words, and especially women, they're saying, we have been taught that, I am woman, hear me roar. You know, that old 60s.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the only way we can be powerful. But that powerful in the way Mother Teresa was powerful is really the most powerful way.
Mm.
She was quiet. She was strong. She absolutely knew the universe was on her side.
Yeah.
She stood for what was right. And by God, she created a lot of it. But she was no wuss. You know, she stood up to two armies.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of interesting that, I mean, just in my life that I have three brothers, no sisters. So I've always been around a lot of masculine energy. And then I ended up in an industry that's always been very male dominated.
Yeah, and you just need to bring your female in, your intuitive in a little bit more, and let it drive you. That doesn't mean you can't overtly be powerful and competitive.
Right.
That just means you'll be guided more.
Yeah.
You know, which is even more powerful. And just they want you to visualize, well, for about a week, just holding that money tight and then gently opening your hand and, okay, put out two hands. You're holding your money tight in your right hand. You gently open it. And like the money has wings, just allow it to fly away gently and then visualize it going through the air, through some circles, doing whatever it needs to do, and then it gently comes back into your left hand and lands there.
Mm.
And you don't even have to clench it. You just take your left hand and deliver it over to your right and close your hand and gently open it again and start the process again. That's how money works in the world. Wow, they've never given me that before. I love that.
Yeah.
And
no, that's great.
So around everything we've talked about here today, I am divine love. I open myself to the limitlessness that I am, to the divine guidance that I am, married to the power, love, joy, and choice that I am. And so it is. Wow. It feels like I've been talking to you for 10 minutes. And so all I can say, Susan, is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Do you feel complete, sweetheart?
I do.
You sure? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right. All of us, please send our great gratitude to Susan, I am divine love around all of that until we meet again. Love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Because even Susan's mom will tell you that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.